Over the last 20 years, there's been the developments with the asymptomatic screening. To a certain extent, it has been on higher risk populations. The group of women undergoing breast cancer screening, obviously over 50, now over 47. But there are issues with regard from epidemiological studies we can identify high risk populations in gender and deprivation. Recent data from the Thames Cancer Registry clearly shows that those with pancreatic cancer are usually male and usually live in low deprivation populations. So the asymptomatic screening is allowing us to detect diseases at an early stage. I've shown that you need to be able to diagnose the disease early to get a decent outcome. We've also got the National Awareness and Early Diagnostic Initiative based on symptoms, and this is much, much more difficult. Certainly there are issues with regard to specific symptoms, rectal bleeding, hematuria, testicular lump, breast lump, which allow an individual to seek advice early. But that message has to get out. Much more difficult in upper GI. We've all had indigestion. You probably had some last night after dinner. But that wouldn't prompt you to go and have an endoscopy. But we've got to define the population who may well need to have an endoscopy early so we can pick up Barrett's and understand how we can take them forward for their treatment. But